Class A News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Tens of thousands of people across Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York are in the dark due to a powerful storm that dumped 2 feet of snow in some places. Parts of Vermont and western New York were among those that saw more than 2 feet of snow. A lake effect snow warning is in effect until Monday afternoon for several counties in western New York, and the National Weather Service says significant additional accumulations of snow are expected off Lake Erie. The South Korean and Japanese governments say North Korea has test-fired 2 ballistic missiles that have a potential to strike Japan. The launches are the first weapons test in a month and come just days after the North claimed to have performed a key test needed to build a more mobile, powerful intercontinental ballistic missile designed to strike the U.S. mainland. Pope Francis, in an interview published Sunday, reveals that he wrote a resignation letter in case medical problems impede him from carrying out his duties. Francis celebrated his 86th birthday on Saturday. He had bowel surgery last year and has been hobbled by knee pain for months and have seen him use a wheelchair, although lately Pope Francis has been seen using a cane to get around in public. A Tennessee man who allegedly entered the U.S. Capitol on January 6th is now accused of conspiring to kill FBI agents. A criminal complaint accuses 33-year-old Edward Kelly with conspiracy and solicitation to commit a crime of violence. Authorities say Kelly had identified dozens of law enforcement personnel involved in their investigation of him. The FBI says he and Austin Carter, another man from Tennessee, were involved in the death threat. Both are behind bars. In the World Cup final, Lionel Messi scores in the 23rd minute on a penalty kick, and Angel Di Maria scores in the 36th minute to make it 2-0 Argentina over France. This is USA News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
State of emergency at the border with the U.S. and Mexico in El Paso. Mayor Oscar Leeser made the declaration to bring more resources and the ability to shelter hundreds of migrants who are sleeping on the streets.
As we see the increase in asylum seekers into our community, and we see the temperatures dropping, and we know that Title 42 looks like it's going to be called back on Wednesday.
A record number of migrants have been caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border under President Joe Biden, with agents encountering an average of more than 2,400 per day. El Paso has struggled to deal with tens of thousands of migrants crossing the border. A proposal in the budget of Virginia's Republican governor is raising eyebrows amongst Democrats about a possible abortion ban.
Governor Glenn Youngkin is proposing 2 amendments addressing abortion in his state, establishing a 15-week gestation limit, and blocking state funds from being used for abortion services. Delegate Chanel Herring, who heads the House Democratic Caucus in the Commonwealth, tells WUSA 9 that Youngkin is trying to create a new felony.
We've got some serious issues here in Virginia, and to go after women this way, it's not good.
A spokeswoman for Youngkin accuses Democrats of deliberately misleading Virginians, adding that the governor wants to look for a bipartisan consensus on a bill to protect life after 15 weeks, with exceptions in the case of rape, incest, or life of the mother. I'm Kenneth Burns.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.